Dr. Cannon, this patient was initially sent home without receiving any drug therapy. He came back with a couple shocks and then drug therapy was given. At what point do you make a decision to use a drug?
Our general philosophy is to send a patient home on no drug therapy. There are exceptions to that. The patient who is having a great deal of non-sustained or sustained ventricular tachycardia in the hospital or in the peri-implant period should receive a drug to avoid an almost inevitable shocks. If that's not the case, then we usually wait for the patient to have at least one device discharge before we initiate drug therapy. And that can be any drug, sotalol, amiodarone, depending on the ejection fraction. Roughly a third of the patients who have ICDs will end up on drug therapy. And that figure has come down considerably in the last 5 to 8 years as we've gotten better at programming anti-tachycardia pacing features of ICDs. Many patients that we used to think had to have a drug simply don't have to because of ATP.